Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 77. 77, that's crazy. New background. I got a new background. As you can see, we'll show more of it in a minute, but I can now interchange some books, got little shelves, can put different comics up there, so that's exciting. Some of the same pictures. The only thing that hasn't moved is the Joker Batman picture. Everything else moved.
Oh, and the Hulk and...
Oh, actually, and the Thor didn't move.
And the Hulk.
The Hulk and Iron Man up in the corner that you can't see at the moment. But yeah. I'll give a demo here in a minute.
Yeah. You need to put your on-air sign on.
It doesn't have batteries in it.
Ow.
And then so I got some new artwork here. I'll show all that in a few minutes. But anyway, Amp Comics.
Use code TCP10 to get 10% off on anything.
Allegra Printing for all your printing needs. All your printing needs. Even the panel Pete stuff.
A small town tucked inside a quiet comic shop. Something magical is waking up. Billy never felt like he belonged. A new school, a couple of bullies, and no real friends. But everything changes when he finds a forgotten comic in the dollar box. From the pages of a comic comes a tiny shape-shifting hero, determined to help Billy find his confidence. He whispers encouragement, he sneaks through the halls, and he shows Billy the hero he can become. Because sometimes all it takes is one unexpected friend to help you rewrite your story. From the dollar bin to the real world, the Chronicles of Panel Pete, an all-ages fantasy one-shot adventure. A story about courage, friendship, and the magic waiting in every comic shop. Created and written by A.J. Ryman. Illustrated and co-written by Mike Algier. Are you ready for issue one? So.
Go buy some.
Go buy some.
Go buy some.
It's 2026.
Oh my God, wait, it is?
It's going to be a big year for comics. For us.
Oh.
For the podcast. We're releasing the comic.
Oh.
I mean, I got two ideas for scripts. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
So the background. We have a new Thor signed print by Ron Gardner. We got comics, a couple people that I've interviewed, some of my favorite comics. Thor comics, of course. The Spider-Man moved. This is the cool print that we had signed by the co-creator of Deadpool. Got that finally hung up. Just some new stuff on the shelf. Not much new over there. The Thor behind, the Mighty Thor sign we showed off. And then, of course, you've got the sketch of the print, you know. The sketch is here. I got it hung up on there, so it'll be here the whole episode. Well, hopefully every episode, that'll be there. It's such a cool gift by Mike. He was so cool. If you didn't see that video, I'll play it. But I couldn't wait a whole week because we got it last weekend. I couldn't wait a week to not have it sit here and not be open. So we just hit record and opened it and put a little video out about it. It was really fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really exciting. The background, I like it. Hopefully you like it. Also, the Thor collection, I'll do a video on this too. But as you know from last episode, I'm starting my journey into mystery.
Ooh.
Reading the Mighty Thor. I finished this one last night. This was Journey into Mystery 83-100. So I finished issue 100 last night. So as I complete the books, I'm going to put them on the shelf here. So I've got a couple more. I've got some on the way, a couple. So we're going to be, I think I need to get one more book. I should have just bought it at the comic shop today. I'll probably do it next week. And I'll have enough for at least the first 90 days, first quarter. So, all right. You want to go over our weekly polls?
Yeah. How about you go first?
How about I just go? Because I don't think you've, unfortunately.
Just go first.
I'll go first. All right. So I got the X-Men Age of Revelation finale. Not hearing great things. I haven't read any of these yet. I need to. But I got the finale. So there's that. I got the Boba Fett Black, White, and Red. Issue 4. The Marvel Zombies issue 4, I believe. I don't know. I think it is 4. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's issue 4 of the Marvel Zombies Red Band book. Oh, the Moo, the Wild West Cowboys of Moo Mesa. Number 4. I think there's 6 issues total, but I love that Roland Gatlin gun there. Lost Fantasy number 6. That's going to be pretty fun. And then Spawn the Dark Ages number 2 of 6. So got that. And then the, to continue my journey into mystery, last week I showed you I got the second volume 2, which is 101 to 109. This is volume 3. 110 to 119. So currently I definitely have everything for the first 19 days of the year. I have a couple books coming. I have one that's coming that'll take me till at least the end of the month. So I should be good. And then some. Annika, what did you get this week?
I got, here, let me just pick out my favorite one that I got.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's going to take you a minute.
This is so hard. Which one do I review first?
Not sure.
Oh, here it is. Okay. My favorite one.
Ooh.
It's invisible. Because there's nothing here.
Yeah, there was nothing on the poll list. It was a light week this week.
For me.
For you. That's okay. We had a discussion on the way back. We're going to start looking for some trades for her, too. So maybe the Poison Ivy or Harley or something. Get her some... We're going to look into it. You get her some more trays and go over that. Even though you didn't get anything, what are you looking forward to reading this week?
Harley Quinn number 30.
Okay. That was one of your goals, too. We're going to go into goals here in a few. What are you excited about that's coming out soon? Do you have anything coming up?
What's coming out?
Well, you got a Poison Ivy next week, at least.
The Digger.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, we're going to have it's going to be a big Invader Comics week. They got The Digger, Do Not Disturb, and Artillery Issue 2 coming out on the 14th. So make sure to go to your comic shops, pick those up, order those, get them in. We're going to have David Flores. Oh, God, I should have remembered the name. Hold on. We're going to have I got it right. David Flores. He is the artist behind Do Not Disturb. You remember a few episodes ago we had Jared Rowe on, who is the writer, but his collaboration with David Flores, the artist, he's going to be on the show. We're going to record this coming week. So I'm going to get that out before the 14th. So that's out around the same time as the book comes out. So that's exciting for me to be able to have them both on. That'll be kind of cool to have the full team on. We should talk to TS about getting Sam Goodlin on.
Who's Sam Goodlin?
He's the artist that did The Digger.
Cool.
So... That'll be really cool.
Are we going to have TS on?
Again?
When it comes out?
Maybe. We'll might have him pop in. We'll see if he wants to. I'll reach out to him, see if he wants to do that. So, yeah, those are exciting things coming out that I'm excited about. So, what did you read this week? I know it's been a busy week with Christmas and all that stuff.
I think I read something.
Silence.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of you were wondering, even Amica, did I reach my goal?
Did you?
So this week I read Vampirella number 4. I read Absolute Wonder Woman 13, 14, and 15. I read Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger Spawn number 11. Dick Tracy number 14. And then Journey into Mystery 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. So my final count for 2025 was 371 comics read.
That's more than a year.
That is more than 365. So I did reach my goal of reading at least one a day. This year, we'll see. It'll be definitely be more than one a day if I'm going to read one Thor a day. So the favorite one out of all those I read, the Dick Tracy was really good. The Vampirella was pretty good. And the Wonder Woman's were really good. The 15 had the crossover with Batman. They talked about Superman, so there's probably a big one coming. I'm sure it's probably already announced. Gunslinger was really good. They're all so good. It's hard to pick out of that. My favorite, though, out of the journeys were the last three there, and I think started in 98. They started doing the Tales of Asgard, a 5-page little stories of Asgard. So the first one was about how Odin's parents and Odin being born. The second one was the fight with Odin. The third one that I read last night had a story about Thor and Loki as kids.
Cool.
So those were really cool. I had a really cool quote coming from that. I'll share it here. It was something like, "While I still have breath, by my Odin's beard, I will be victorious." Somewhere that was really cool.
Victorious.
Like winning.
Victoriana Rorosaurus is what I call my sister.
Right. All right.
Dinosaurs.
So on that note, we were talking about goals, and my goal is to fill up this rack of shelf here with Thor books and read them one a day this year. So which means I'll read more than one a day because I'm going to have to read my weekly polls as well. But every night, like a kid, I put my flashlight on and I read a Thor comic.
Week 5 again.
Yep. So what are your goals this year, Annika?
To catch up on Harley's, like to the newest one.
Okay. And then what about the Poison Ivy?
Read Poison Ivy. Collect all the Poison Ivy.
Collect all that and get caught up on that too. We might have to get some of the trades or something on those. We'll have to look after this. We'll look. So yeah, that's our goals this year. Tell us what your goals are. What are your comic related goals for 2026 or comic New Year comic resolutions?
I told you.
I'm saying to the audience.
Oh.
I know. I was weird. I was talking to the room here.
You were talking to me.
I was talking to the world, to the space out there, the people out there.
I'm the people out there.
Yeah, you're a person out there.
Well, I already told you. So.
Yeah, but we need people to like, comment, subscribe, you know, all that fun stuff. Did you watch anything fun this week?
Yes.
What'd you watch? Oh, I know what you watched.
You know what I watched.
No spoilers, because I have not watched it.
Can I say it though?
Yeah.
The season finale of Stranger Things, the movie.
Yeah, was it good?
It was like 2 hours, but yes, it was good.
Okay.
You just watch it. He hasn't watched the entire season.
I have to catch up. I am behind.
I'm gonna punch him for it.
I am behind. I haven't really watched anything. I played a little bit of Diablo, a little bit of Baldur's Gate this week. Did you play anything? You played Fortnite.
Yeah.
You played a lot of MetaQuest stuff. What did you play? Arizona Sunshine or something?
Yeah.
What else did you play?
Game.
Oh, the Arkham. I did
Yeah.
play a minute of that. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I should probably play that. I'm gonna have to get me one of those maybe later in the year. I gotta buy all these Thor comics or graphic novels. Yeah, so that's yeah, that was all I read. But all right, well, we did get it's Blind Bag Palooza at these comic shops. I don't know when this bubble's gonna burst, but it's probably gonna be a while. So we did get a couple blind bags. I got two of the Ultimates Endgame blind bags. And you want me to go ahead and open them? What do you want to do?
And then I got,
She got issue three blind bag of the Harley Quinn Elvira.
and two
Show that,
ones,
show it off.
three,
And then two
two
of
one,
the
two
issue
one.
number ones.
I have two of these.
All right, we'll start with, why don't you start with the issue three?
No, I'm gonna start with this one.
All right,
This
go
one's
ahead.
for last,
Oh, okay.
because this one has three comics in it.
Oh, okay.
Get it out of the packaging.
Yeah, we cut the tops already. Well, she cut the tops of hers. I need to cut the tops of mine.
Okay. Sleep.
True Believers Blind Blag. Blag. Are you struggling over there? Well, while you're going over that, I
Like
will.
glued to the.
I thought you cut them open.
I did.
Oh, you didn't cut
It
down.
won't come out. The comic is like glued to it. Okay,
There
here's
you
one.
go. All right. Did we get that cover? I don't think.
Ooh, that sounds cool. I like this one.
Oh, I guess I should have pulled it up, shouldn't I? So I could
I like this cover.
let me hold on a second. Duplicate. Whoops.
The comic is glued to the bag.
Well, that's not good. Well, so on that note, here, do you want me to come help you?
No, it's
Well,
actually
all
glued
right, can
to
I come help you? So on that note, I was saying this comic blind bag bubble is gonna burst. You know, for things like this. It is glued to the bag somehow. Oh yeah, that is horrible.
it got glued to the bag. Well, this is the back and not the front.
Yeah, that is good, but so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna open this like this. Do it on camera. It is the does what cover is this one?
I'm looking for it.
I'm gonna leave it like this and we can return it or something. We'll
Yeah.
deal with it. It's issues like that, right? So I bought two of the Ultimate ones and I bought one in the store. We opened it.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
Wait, is that green on that?
Yes.
I don't see this one in the back. This one ain't. Look. Not there. Not there. Is so weird.
I'll look for it. The go to book here. Yeah, it's not on League either.
Is it number one?
And there's a pink 1 of 15 Mark Spears. It's a virgin green one. 1 in 20 Mark Spears is the purple. 1 in 15 is the pink of that background.
I don't see a green one.
I don't either. I don't see a. There's not on League. There's an event exclusives.
It's not in the back of the book either.
Well, that's crazy. So it might be a really high qual a high one. I don't know.
And it's glued.
And it's glued, which,
Wow.
yeah. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
Major defect.
Right? That's very disappointing, especially when they're $10 a piece.
$10, I tell you.
You know, they're $10 a piece. And for it to be glued like that, you know, it's kind of, that's bad.
Let me see it.
It's a Mark Spears, but it's a green background.
That one's not in the book.
And it's not in the book.
Wow. Imagine that. Is it in the back of that one?
That's what I'm gonna look.
Because it's not in this one.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it in this book either. Yeah, 1 in 20 is the purple virgin. The foil. Yeah, it's not even one of the covers.
Yeah.
And it's glued. Like, what's.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Dynamite.
So we're gonna have to. We might have to send an email or a video and figure that out. 'Cause that's
And we
pretty
got it on
bad.
camera too.
Yeah, I mean, it's all here. So
Well.
here's the second issue with these blind bags, right? So I open one in the store and I pull the 1 in 100 ultimate, this black and white Scotty sketch. We're really cool, right? And even before I bought them, they were telling me at the store that the issue with these blind bags are you can see if I hit the light right. I don't know if you'll be able to see it on here,
Yeah.
but there are tick marks in the spine, and there's 6 tick marks. I mean, you can feel them. I mean, it feels horrible. There's 6 tick marks in the spine. I don't know if I can. Yeah, there you go. You can see one right there. But they're all in the spine in a brand new book. And is Marvel going to do anything to fix that?
Probably not.
Probably not. But it's been like this in all of the books
Yeah.
are coming out this way with these, and it's got to be the way they package them, you know, into the blind bags. But are they going to do anything to fix that? I don't know. Will Marvel do anything? Will Dynamite? But Dynamite, I mean, we're going to have to send an email, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty bad. It's not even one of the covers and that's listed. We'll have to Google it in a
Exactly.
minute. But there's the issues with them. So let me just look. I have them right here. Let's see. The Mark Spears ones from last week. Let's see if there are any tick marks. See, these are. No, there's no tick marks.
There's no tick marks on this one either.
There isn't. Well,
Nope.
that's a good thing. They just glue them together. I think it's more of this is a heavier bag. The Ultimates bag is more of a heavier bag.
And there's like an
But
inch
so
of
is that.
space.
So I don't know. That's pretty weird.
But the thing is, there's like an inch of space in
Yeah.
that bag. This one had like no space.
Yep. All right, do you want me to open my Ultimate ones?
Sure.
All right, so let's see. So let's see what else we get for Ultimate. Oh, they have that cover on. And they even have these protective sleeves on them, like this, which still causes the tick marks. All right, pretty sure. Let me go back to.
Pretty sure that's an A cover.
I don't. No, it's not the A cover. It's the Dan Panosian cover. I can't pronounce that. Panosian. Yeah. It's actually really cool. But again, oh yeah, the same tick marks in the same spots. It has to be a packaging issue. That's still pretty cool. And then we'll open my second one. Still a cool cover. And let's pull the protective case off.
And drum roll, please.
Oh, it's the blank variant.
Me said that?
Just a blank. It's a blank variant.
Cool. That's
That's
cool.
pretty neat. But again, I don't know if you
Tick
can.
mark.
I mean, bad. You can't really tell on this camera. But I mean, I can clear. I mean, you can really see them.
in person.
You can, oh yeah, see how you can see them? Those tick marks right there? That's really bad.
Yeah.
So, kind of interesting. Interesting thing about these blind bags. I mean, and Marvel's getting ready to release, I mean, a bunch of these things with the Daredevil thing coming out in March, you know, which are probably already in production. You know, they're probably already being packaged as we speak, you know, with a, you know, March release date.
Yeah.
So who knows? It's going to be interesting. It'll be an interesting thing to see what happens. But then that glued dynamite one,
that's stupid.
That's pretty bad.
And that's not even one that's in the book.
Right. And it's not in the book. We'll have to figure out what that deal of that is.
Anyways, with that, I got so, this.
Oh, yeah. So the last sleep, she's got her.
It says three comics in it. So.
Yep. So she got issue two like that. Yep. We got two of them. They were exactly the same. So we only got one of those this week.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Ooh.
Just that. Ooh.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think I got this exact same one.
Let me see. I will go back to, whoops, wrong thing. Let me pull up, that's issue three, right?
Yeah.
I don't have it on here.
They have them in the back of the books. This is issue, I meant not issue, cover.
Let me see it again.
Hold on.
Just pull, hold it up.
This is cover R. Cover R?
Yeah, it's not even on the league.
Yeah. Sucks.
Cover R. So I can't tell. Does it say who it's by?
Should be. Chad Hardin.
Okay.
H-A-R-D-I-N. I think
Hardin,
I said that
probably.
Right.
Chad Hardin.
Okay. Second book. Imagine if it's just three of these.
That'd be crazy. Ooh. You got issue one of that, right? In that cover?
Yeah.
Who's that one by?
Joseph Michael Linsear.
Very cool.
Cover P.
How's the spine look?
Doesn't look like any ticks on this one.
Okay. Run your fingers down it. Can you feel any?
No, really. Let's check on this one.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel it on this.
Yeah, you could, like, see it. The
you
dents
can see
it.
You can see it really good on this blank cover. It's so,
so
I mean,
dented.
You can feel it, too. It has to be a issue with the packaging.
Okay, last cover. Hope it's not glued to the bag.
Right?
Hey, it wasn't.
Oh, that one's a cool cover.
Ooh, that's cool.
That is
cover.
Let me say it again.
V. By Amanda Connor.
Oh, yeah, that one's really cool.
I have the non.
The non, the actual colored one?
Yeah.
Night Virgin, is it?
The Virgin.
Yeah, so the Night Virgin variant, that's the Night Virgin black and white. The colored one's a 1 in 20, so I don't know what that one is. But those are cool.
Yeah, these weren't actually glued to the bag.
We're going to have to send an email or figure something out about that. And
get our money back.
We'll we'll keep you posted. We'll see.
Yeah. Scams.
Kinda, I mean, it's not a scam. It's just a mistake. It's a production mistake by both. And I mean, they're both guilty, Marvel and Dynamite DC, right?
Yeah.
They're both guilty of it. And
I wonder how expensive that cover is.
You know, I don't know.
What if it's like $1 million? Probably isn't. Like,
well, I mean, this is definitely a 101. If it's a green cover, I don't know what it is. We'll have to Google it. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to do some more digging.
Oh my God. We need to go back to the comic shop.
Why?
Disclose this problem.
Well, we'll send an email to Dynamite. We'll look online and we'll figure it out. But yeah, that's an issue.
It's a
for sure.
Very big issue.
We'll keep looking. We'll send an email.
Yeah.
But anyway, blind bags. I'm sure we'll keep getting some here and there, a couple, but
yeah.
There are issues. As you can see, we found two today. You know, everybody's having the same issue with the Ultimates from what we're hearing, but
the glue,
the Dynamite, that's a first. So let's figure that out. It's definitely unique.
Unicorn in a million.
That's right. All right. Well, guess what time it is?
What?
Question time.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Trivia time.
There you
God,
go.
I haven't heard that call. I haven't heard.
All right, who's going first?
You.
Jeez. All right, so we got some New Year's trivia. Some questions. And then some this or that. And then possibly a discussion. Which DC hero is famously associated with New Year's celebration and fresh starts?
The Joker.
It actually says the Green Lantern.
Okay.
You need to speak up. You said the Joker, right?
Yes, I said the Joker.
The mic, I can hear what you whisper, but the system don't pick that up.
The Joker.
What Marvel hero rang in the new year battling the Mandarin in early Iron Man stories?
Iron Man.
Very good.
I know, because I'm the best.
In DC Comics, which city often hosts massive New Year's Eve events that heroes must protect?
Wait, what?
In DC Comics, which
Metropolis
city hosts the massive New Year's Eve events?
Did I get it right?
No.
New York City.
No.
Gotham.
Yes.
I know, because I'm the best.
What comic character is literally obsessed with time, making New Year's especially ironic? Ooh.
DC?
It's Marvel, actually.
Oh, who's the time traveler?
Who's what Marvel character is obsessed with time?
The Mad Hatter.
No.
No, that's DC.
Correct, but yeah.
No, I'm going to say Deadpool.
If you watched Loki season 2, Loki season 2. You would know.
Loki.
No.
Iron Man.
Kang the Conqueror.
That's what I said.
Which team frequently deals with the reset timelines that feel like a new year for the universe?
DC?
Yep.
Batman.
Who?
The Batman.
The Flash family.
The Flash family?
That's what it says.
Okay.
What holiday has been used in comics as a symbol of hope after massive events like Crisis or Secret Wars? Secret Wars.
What?
What holiday, and, you know, it might be today.
New Year's.
Very good.
Because we're doing New Year's trivia. I'm so smart.
Yep.
So.
Which Marvel character once used New Year's Eve as a cover for a major villain attack in New York City?
What?
Which Marvel character used New Year's Eve as a cover for a villain attack in New York City?
Superhero?
Mm-hmm. Marvel superhero.
His multiple choice.
That lives in New York City.
Multiple choice.
Swings from webs.
Spider-Man.
Very good. What DC villain is known for the New Year's themed crimes and countdown gimmicks?
Joker.
No, it's Calendar Man.
Who is Calendar Man?
Well, we'll have to look it up. Which comic trope fits New Year's best, death or rebirth?
Rebirth.
Rebirth is correct.
I know, because I'm the best.
True or false, multiple comics have released New Year's Eve one-shots. True or false?
True.
True. DC specifically. All right, it's your turn with this or that. New Year's edition.
I thought there was like a discussion.
That's after this or that.
Okay. Huh. Answer fast.
Answer fast. Okay.
No explanations allowed.
Okay.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
Okay. Fresh origin story or soft reboot?
Fresh origin story.
Timeless reset or multiverse capsule?
It's timeline reset or multiverse collapse.
That's what I said.
I'm going to go with multiverse collapse.
Okay. Hero redemption arc or villain gets worse?
Villain gets worse.
Okay. New costumes, new costume reveal or classic suit return?
Classic suit return. Nostalgia.
Passing the metal, metal. Is it metal?
Mantle.
That's what I said.
Passing the mantle.
Or original hero comes back.
Original hero comes back.
I don't like you today. I really don't like you. Cosmic a new treat or street level chaos?
New threat or street level chaos? Cosmic new threat.
A new team forming or team breakup?
New team formation.
Time travel fix or live with the consequences?
That's tough. Live with the consequences.
Okay. Hopeful ending or cliffhanger into next year.
Cliffhangers keep you coming back, so cliffhangers, but I love hopeful endings too. Man, that's tough. I'm going to go cliffhanger.
Everything changes or nothing will ever be the same. That's the same thing.
Yeah, it seems like the same thing, but I'm going to go with everything changes.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Well, how did I do? How many did I get?
Oh, God. So each X that you got gets you 20 points set back. Each check mark that you get gets 5 points.
Okay.
Set up. I don't know how that works, but it works somehow. Okay, so let me
add. Check marks did I get?
4.
That's only 20 points. So that means I got 6 X's, which is 120. So I got negative 100 points. Yay. We're back to the grind with negative points on this or that for HA.
Not negative 100. I need to add a little spice to it.
A little spice. Negative 6-7.
Stop.
Dad jokes.
Get out.
Dad jokes.
Okay, so you have negative 9.999999.9.
Sure. So the bonus closer question, if comics had a New Year's resolution, what would it be?
What do you mean?
I don't know. If comics had a New Year's resolution, what would it be?
What do I mean? Comics had a New Year's resolution. Yeah, what does that mean?
Maybe the New Year's resolution for these people, these publishers, should be fix your blind bags.
Fix your blind bags.
Spend these hard-earned money on these blind bags, and they're destroyed. These comics are destroyed.
Exactly.
So
if you're going to put a $1,000 comic in there, at least make it worth a dig.
I got a 1-in-100 Scotty Young, and it's all ticked up. I don't even know on this green Mark Spears Harley Quinn cover, but we'll see. We'll look it up. We'll keep you all posted. If you ever have similar issues, let us know in the comments. You know, don't forget the trailer. It played sometime during this episode already. for Chronicles of Panoply, but you can go like it on YouTube. You can go to our Substack, subscribe, get a free preview. We have a Facebook page now. That's new. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that. Go like, subscribe, follow along wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'd love to have you. Leave a review. Share it with a friend. Share it with one person you know. So that's been this week's episode of Talking Comics
Podcast. And I drew this little picture. That's why I kept looking down.
Let's see it.
Okay.
Very cool. Sneak peek.
No, God, stop, stop, stop. No, edit that out. Edit that out. You cannot do that. That is illegal.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.